And we also remember this morning Henry VIII, who took the throne as King of England exactly 500 years ago today. Most people remember him for his womanizing and brutality, but some think of Henry a bit differently.
He's actually a very, very interesting man.
That's Suzanne Lipscomb. She's a curator at Hampton Court Palace. That would be Henry's residence just outside of London.
Early in his life, he's considered to be good-looking, intelligent, benevolent, and good at everything he turns his hand to. And it's only in later life that he really gets this reputation as being this savage, ruthless monarch.
Mostly because of the story of Henry's six wives, and especially the two he had beheaded. But under Henry, England became a player on the world stage. He built up a powerful navy, and he challenged the Pope, ultimately creating the Church of England, which allowed him to annul his first marriage.
We obviously are horrified by him, but we're also strangely proud of him because he claimed a really important role for England in Europe when England was just a small country and not terribly important.
One other trait has made Henry unforgettable, his size. While athletic and handsome in his youth with a 32-inch waist, Henry measured 54 inches around the middle by the time he died.
It's sort of this great descent from tremendous good looks to extraordinary obesity.
A special exhibition documents that progression in a fascinating way. The Tower of London is displaying his various suits of armor, each made bigger than the last to accommodate the king's expanding girth.